Immigration reform is one of the most politically complicated issues facing lawmakers in Washington as bipartisan coalitions try to hammer out a deal. It seems like everyone from immigrant rights activists to business owners, farmers, labor groups, and the White House want a say. And there's another group that hopes it won't be lost in the complexities of the immigration debate, gay and lesbian spouses. My guest is KPBS Fronteras reporter Adrian Florido. He just did a story on why LGBT couples are pushing for a change in the nation's immigration laws. And Adrian, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Maureen.
A lot of people want to know that one of the surest ways for an immigrant to get a green card is by marrying a U.S. citizen. But not many people know that if you marry someone of the same sex, and we're talking legal marriage here in the United States, that does not apply to you.
Right. And that's because of restrictions that were imposed by the Defense of Marriage Act, which was passed in the mid-90s. That act, for the purposes of more than 1,000 federal benefits that come with marriage, defines marriage as being between only a man and a woman. And one of those benefits is the right for a U.S. citizen or a permanent resident to adjust the immigration status of a spouse.
So we're basically talking about a couple, a married couple, gay or lesbian married couple, where one person is a U.S. citizen, one person is not. And do we know how many gay couples might be affected by this?
UCLA researchers did a study on this recently. They looked at 2010 census data, and they estimated there are about 40,000 same-sex couples in which one partner is a U.S. citizen or legal resident,
right,
and the other is a foreign national. Some of those immigrant partners are undocumented. Others are here on temporary work or student visas, and many of all of those categories of people risk being eventually separated because of this restriction on same-sex immigration rights.
Now, in your story, you spoke to a couple named William Wood and Jesus Rodriguez who are dealing with this very issue. Tell me about their story.
Right. Jesus and William met in Atlanta in 2009. They started a relationship, and last year, William got into a graduate program at UCSD. So Jesus moved out to San Diego to get a head start on settling in. But on Labor Day weekend, he drove into a traffic checkpoint and was caught without a license. So he called William, who was still in Atlanta, from the police detention center here in San Diego, and this is what he said.
Yeah, and I had to explain to him, and I said, you know, this is what happened. I said, oh, my God. I said, I'm not going to get to see you ever again. He said, why? I said, well, they're going to deport me. He said, why? I said, because of this.
So the reason was because Jesus is undocumented. He'd overstayed a visa when he was visiting from Mexico in the mid-90s, but he'd never actually told William this. And William's a U.S. citizen. He hadn't told him this because he'd hoped some kind of immigration reform like the one now being discussed in Congress would pass, granting him legal status and allowing him to stay. After his arrest, he hired a lawyer and he applied for a stay of deportation. He has a court hearing next month, but in the meantime, he and William traveled to Washington, D.C., and they got married.
Now, why would they get married? I mean, if gay marriage isn't recognized for purposes of immigration status, why would they
do
that?
It? Yeah, that was my question when he told me this. Well, he said they wanted to be ready just in case, and that's because there are a lot of things changing right now, and he's hoping that before he's forced to leave the country and possibly be separated from William, at least one of three things will happen. If an immigration reform bill is passed, granting legal status to the nation's 11 million undocumented immigrants, he might qualify to stay that way because he is undocumented. But that's obviously a huge sticking point among lawmakers on Capitol Hill, and it's unclear what that would even look like. So Jesus and William figured that if that doesn't happen, but a reform bill did change the rules and gave same-sex spouses immigration rights, as the president wants to do, then they had better be married just to be prepared. And there's one more possibility. The Defense of Marriage Act, which restricts gay immigration rights and all kinds of other federal rights for gay couples, was challenged before the Supreme Court, and the court's expected to rule on it by June. So if that's overturned and suddenly gay couples gain federal recognition, then William might be able to petition for Jesus to stay even if a same-sex language isn't included in an immigration reform bill.
Oh, my goodness. So, well, let's go through this one at a time. The immigration reform, that route. Immigration reform, already very controversial. How likely is it that lawmakers, especially conservative lawmakers, will be willing to add same-sex immigration rights into the mix.
This is a huge concern, right? Because one of the biggest hurdles facing an immigration reform bill in Congress is this conservative caucus, the same lawmakers who tend to oppose same-sex marriage and take conservative stances on other social issues. This is what Arizona Senator John McCain, who's taking a lead role on immigration reform, said when he was asked about this late last month.
LGBT or border security? Huh? I'll tell you what my priorities are. So, again, if you're going to load it up with social issues, that is the best way to derail it, in my view.
So he thinks including gay rights could derail any immigration reform from happening at all. But LGBT advocates across the country are actually pushing really hard for it to be included.
Is there any indication from the White House that they'll push for inclusion of four gay and lesbian couples in an immigration bill?
The president has included explicit language in his immigration proposal that would include them. But that bipartisan team of senators that released its own proposal on immigration reform, of which Senator John McCain is a member, did not make any mention of LGBT immigration rights. So we can foresee some hashing out needing to be done
right there. Tell us more about the Supreme Court and the Defense of Marriage Act. Wouldn't that alone solve this problem for gay and lesbian married couples?
Most likely, yes. I'm not personally intimately familiar with the Defense of Marriage Act, but my understanding is that, you know, there are several ways the court could rule on the law, but the most likely scenario is that if they did overturn it, then it's likely same-sex couples would gain most federal benefits, including immigration.
Right. So in the meantime, what does this mean for couples like William and Jesus?
Well, it means it's sort of a race against the clock. For the non-resident partners of U.S. citizens who are either undocumented or here on temporary visas, they hope something will change in the law that will allow them to adjust their status before immigration law forces them to split up. Now, for Jesus, it's definitely a race against the clock because he's already in deportation proceedings. He's really hoping at least one of those three things, legalization, LGBT couple language in a reform bill, or the overturning of DOMA, will come through and allow him to stay. Obviously, he'd like them all to happen.
Yeah.
If we have time, there's one quote I'd love to play. Jesus said he decided to overstay his visa when he visited the U.S. and realized how much easier it was to be a gay man in the U.S. than it was in Mexico. This was back in the 90s. And I asked him if he was ever scared of being deported, and this is how he responded.
When you get to a place where you can be yourself and where you can have friends that are gay and they'll have to justify to anyone around you because they see you with gay friends and you don't have to worry about explaining that anymore, that freedom is bigger than the fear you have of the deportation. That was my motivation.
I've been speaking with KPBS Fronteras reporter Adrian Florido. You can read more about the story online at kpbs.org. Thanks, Adrian.
Thanks, Maureen.